Levy has a Levy and Josh. You work out Sarazzi and Platia. The Platia. Omid Mahalik Omid Dami. Go ahead. You said it backwards.
Go ahead.
Right, but the thing is that but even though it's true, if you look at it for a moment, that there are these reducible moments of Amida involved in Hilach, the point is that you'll never define the Gavra as being in a state of rest just because there are those moments of Amida,
right?
Because that Amida is just to facilitate Hilach. They're part of a greater
process. Certainly not worse than Omeid Lekatev.
Right, exactly. There he's just adjusting it.
Even if you hold, right, Hilach is Amida, is certainly not worse than Omeid Lekatev.
Right.
Good.
Right, but that's only in terms of the Gavra. You can say that the state of Amida is like Mitzuruf through his general state of being a Mahalech to define it as not really a true ref because it's facilitating Hiluch. But the object that's just on him, objects aren't Mahalech, they're just on a guy who's a Mahalech. So really every moment, Ben Azeh is saying that it's like the object is Omeid and it moved. It Omeid and it moved. The only reason you can't say that by a Gavra is because he's a Mahalech. So a moment of ref can be really consider just facilitating Hilach.
When is anything Omeid when you're walking?
The object thing is like it's Omeid and being Neka. Omeid and Neka. And the Rabbanon?
Defining that. Well, I mean, they hold that it doesn't. Like they hold it doesn't have to be like. It doesn't have to be like intrinsic in the. In the entity that's being considered, that it's state of Amida. Be removed from Hilach. It's just
okay. So what's the difference between Zorik and Mahalik Omeid?
Right, but by
right, because Ben Azeh agrees by Zorik.
All right, I think we were saying that because really, like, because you need there has to be some sort of a tziruf to the karka.
Okay.
So it is mitzuruf through the gavra who's walking, because from the framework of the entity in his hand, you can consider it at rest every moment on the karka through his guf. But when it's okay. Being thrown, there's no. But it's just, it was lifted from the floor and then it lands on the floor. So there's no, while it's flying, there's no tzir for the cargo of the carmelites.
You're saying it's being served through a body that isn't at rest? Because you are saying that the gavra is not at rest.
Right.
So you're saying that it's being served the karka through something that isn't at rest, and that, so you're saying it's being at rest in a thing that isn't at rest.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, it's sort of a, it's not exactly a restful rest. It's constantly being, nega.
Turbulence.
It's constantly being nega. What does that mean, though? Can we just understand? What does it mean the thing is constantly being nega and put down? Nega and put down. Nega and put down. What does that mean, really?
It has no motion.
It has what?
It means it has no motion. It just.
It has no state of motion. But when it's thrown, it has a state of motion.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
When it's thrown, it has a state of motion. So what's the difference when something is thrown and when it's carried? I mean, I think you're saying these things. I want to take it maybe from a different angle. That what's interesting when something is thrown and when it's being moved?
The nature of relationship between the place you're going through is different.
Okay, good.
You're kind of bypassing it. You're getting from one place to the other without having to go really through another place. You're just skipping it. I don't know exactly how.
I mean, what were you saying, lady?
I mean, it seems like when you throw something, like you're like conferring a certain quality of motion, like on the object. But when you're walking and holding something, it's just. Like at best, its state of motion is just because it's dragged along with like your with your feeling. I don't know why the distinction should be so different. That seems to be different.
Now, as Ben Azeh would argue, that it's very different, right? Ben Azeh would argue it's very different. What would you say? So there's no comparison between Hilach and Zorik. No comparison at all. Why? Just physically, it's very different, right?
Not related to your goof.
It's true.
Yeah.
What?
Here I'm saying there is a reality of
what you can't do in the here and not while it's flying.
But the only thing is that in terms of his goof, you can't.
Let's
say
not talk about those kinds of realities. Rest in mind. I want to know just physically, just in terms of the object, how is it being? How is it different between being thrown and being carried?
Being thrown is the object. The object itself is in a state of motion.
Okay.
But when you're being carried, the object itself isn't really in a state of motion. It's always in the same. Always in the same place. Just you happen to be moving.
What do you mean? What do you mean it's not in a state of motion?
I mean it's not.
It is.
Can you prove that to me?
Yes.
It's relying upon
it's still
your
motion. State of motion. It might not be the cause of his motion, but it still
depends
is.
Well, motion is dependent on frame of reference. So, I mean, if your frame of reference is the
no, ground, that's not
the
true.
Motion.
That's why. Meaning Shams says even jumping is the same thing as throwing.
Right. Yeah, because it's all based on that original force. Meaning, if you
stop walking,
the object stops, but you can't like stop throwing and then the object will stop in midair.
Right, that's a good chiluk. That's a good chiluk. That when you throw the object, just descriptively, when you throw the object, then what? Then all of its motion from here to here is contained within itself, right? But when you're carrying the object, then in terms of from here to here, right? What is it? It's a constant force that has to be applied. Just so we can be simple, Galileans for a minute.
Is that the throwing or the throwing? Which one are you doing? The throwing or the
throwing? There is a constant
force
on it.
Both.
Yeah. Would you just...
Oh. So, if you throw it, right, all the forces applied to it, or maybe in Aristotle, all the forces applied to it, right, and now it's just living off of that force until that force runs out. Right, that's the machlokas, the Aristotelians and the Galileans. Right, when you throw something, right, you know that one?
No.
When you throw something, why does it stop? Yol chakira. When you throw something, why does it stop? Why does it move? Why does it stop?
Like
so what?
The,
what do the Galileans maintain? What do the Aristotelians maintain?
So I think the Aristotelians hold it would be that you imparted a certain force, and that force sort of wears off. Right?
Okay.
There's like an intrinsic gnosis. The force that you gave it, it's like you... The force runs out.
It's finite.
It's a finite amount of energy you gave it, and it's... That energy is being consumed, and then when the energy is gone, it's like an empty tank of gas. Then it hits the ground. The Galilean would say,
another force.
There's another force that's stopping it, right?
Which neutralizes the original, or what happens to the original?
Right, yeah. Neutralizes the. There's a counterforce. Really, the original force, friction. Really, the original force doesn't end. The thing is, it's a counterforce that's stopping it.
So that's
like,
why
it's inertia.
Right, so that's
it's
why
inertia, coin,
that's why it can't have a misaviv without.
That's right. That's the question. Can you have something in constant motion? The theoretical question boils down to: can you have a constant motion without any new force being applied? Right. So if you hold like Aristotle, you can't.
No,
it's gonna have to run out eventually.
It's finite.
But if you hold like Galileo,
assuming there was no other forces.
Assuming there were no other forces, it would just keep going.
Somehow get that.
Right? So anyway, either way, this thing is definitely gonna stop. Okay. And it doesn't need any new force to keep it going from point A to point B when you throw it. Right? But when you're carrying the object from point A to point B, then what? It's dependent on your constant intervention to keep it going from point A to point B. So therefore, any time I would stop, the object would essentially fall to the ground. Anytime I would pull myself out of the picture, the object would hit the ground. So Ben Azai says they're very different processes. One is is where I'm constantly removing the object from where its place would be. When I walk, it really is a series of removing the object from where it would be, because if I would stop walking, it would be here. So my continuance of the walking is really breaking it from where it would be if I would have stopped right now. So that's like a series of akiras and hanachas. Mm-hmm. Right? But if I throw it, then there's one maisa that accomplishes this amount of movement. Everything is from my first maisa. It's not a series of maisas. It's one finite maisa. So it's a compelling argument. I mean, Ben Azai is a compelling argument. It's a compelling argument. What do the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan are saying that what? So the Rabbanan say, no, when you started walking, that's the beginning, and when you finish walking, that's the end. We don't look in the middle. It's difficult. I mean, it's a difficult response. It's a difficult response. They're going to say, no, we look at it the same. Since you had das to keep going, that's like you. I mean, that's one way to try to push the Rabbanan. Yeah, go ahead.
Does that mean just the Rabbanan would say if you were to walk out of Rosh HaSiyachid, walk around in the Shus Rav and walk back into the same Rosh HaSiyachid, that you wouldn't even be Chayav Mid Rabbanan? Because you just say
that's a good question.
You don't care about the middle.
Chayav Mid Rabbanan. I think that's the Gemara's question. We skipped over that question. That if you take something and you put your hand outside, you're allowed to bring it back in. Or do you have to stand there until Shabbos is over? So then, I don't know what you'd say that you'd have to keep walking around.
Well, I was thinking that the Chachamim would maintain that you could because they don't care about anything.
The thing is that I think the Gemara says the question is, would they make a knas like that? Because that kind of a knas could make you chayiv and over. It could make you over into the raisa. It's a funny kind of a knas. Because if we say you can't bring it back in, then you might drop it. That would be hanocha. I don't know. If they made a gezerah that you shouldn't bring it in because you were over taking it out, like don't climb off the tree because you climbed up it type of thing. But that's a little more complicated, Mark. Mark wants to give the hand the din of a karmelus when you stick it outside. But over here, you wouldn't have to give it the din of karmelus. It would be you already did the isser.
Possibility for the Rabbanan?
Yeah, go ahead.
Could you say that it's not necessarily the idea of das, but it's how we treat the idea of halicha?
Okay.
The Ben Azai is saying that the only way you can view halicha is as a series, of a process in a series. So
okay.
You dissect each maisa. So he's saying okay. a step, etc. And that will translate to the object. But according to the Rabbanan, we don't view the idea of halicha as each thing is like you. Really, walking is a series of averted falls, right? So we don't view that. That's not a human category. We say a person's walking. So you start walking at point A, and whenever you stop, so I don't care what your das was, it'll work out however it works out. But
right.
The fact is that you're engaged in one activity. That's an idea of halicha. So if you stop, so that will now, I'm afraid, define what was the maisa. It started from there, and it was originally going to go further, but it didn't work out. But
right. But
you don't say that you can dissect each component part of the walking. Walking is one idea.
Right. I hear what you're saying. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. But I was thinking of another. I mean, that's a good approach. It's a good approach. But let me think of a different approach. I was thinking of that is like this. That really, what is Ben Azai really saying? If you think about what Ben Azai is saying, deeper. What is he saying? Because you can ask a question on Ben Azai. You say it's true. If I were to stop, the object would stop here. And that would be its place. And then if I would move, I'd be okay from its place. But I never stopped. So the object was never resting here. Right? So it seems that Ben Azai seems to hold, the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Ben Azai could be said as this. It's not a question of halicha. It's not a question of halicha, and it's not a question of whether I'm considered to be applying a constant force or not. The question is, do we say that an object must at every moment have a place? In other words, Ben Azai, the premise of Ben Azai seems to be that a cheftza always has a tziruf to a makom. Could rephrase the svar of Ben Azai as follows. That an object, intrinsic to an object is a place. The object doesn't exist without a place. It has to. I'm not talking in a theoretical way, but in the practical sense. What's one of the qualities of an object? Its place. Okay? And objects don't have no place. Can't just remove a quality from the objects. Okay? So, therefore, he holds, you must, how do you assign the place, what is the place of the object? It's not dependent on where it physically is. But it's dependent on where its motion would put it. Where its own motion would put it. But it has to have a place. There's no such thing as an object without a makom. So when I throw an object, it's no kasha. Because its place is already determined by its throw. Right? As we said a few months ago. The place is the end of the trajectory. It has a place already. It's not flying through the air without a place. It's flying through the air with a tziruf to the makom of where it's going to land. Okay, that's why you don't consider it an akira and a anacha on the area that it's flying over, on the ground that's flying over. Because it has a defined place already. It's just getting there. Mm. It's not considered to be related to the spot under it. There's nothing in its motion that relates it to the spot under it. But when you're carrying it, it by itself really has a tziruf to every makom that is going over. And since an object must have, you cannot remove the quality of place, then it's defined, by definition, it has to be constantly being removed from its tziruf to a place. Every time you move, you're breaking its tziruf to the place that it would be, and you're giving it a new place that it's going to be. That's an akira and anacha. But the Rabbanan say, no, place is not intrinsic to the object. Place is where the person puts it to. That's also place. And if the das of the Adam is to remove it from this spot, it has no place until the person decides where it should go. You understand?
They don't put it in the object, they put it in the person.
I'm saying you can put the machlokas in a different question. Must an object, by definition, relate to a place at every moment?
How could you say not? That's what I'm... What
are the Rabbanan saying? The Rabbanan, you could say the Rabbanan are agreeing that it has to, but in a different sense. The Rabbanan are saying that if it's removed from its place by the Das HaAdam, then that defines its place as well. Wherever the Adam decides to put it down, that is its place. And in the middle, it has no place. You understand? Since it's Nekar B'Das HaAdam, where is its ultimate place? It's like a brera. The place will be wherever the person... What is its place right now? We don't know. It will be wherever the person puts it down. Whereas Ben Azay said, no, you can't... The object always has to have a natural place. You understand?
Would be determined by its motion.
Would be determined by its motion. So you could say the machlokas in that sense. Is a place... Can there be... Is place an idea of Adam? That for me... Place is only relevant in terms of Adam, the place I want it to go, that's its place. Or do you say, no, there's a natural idea of place that you're constantly being okay. But when it's thrown, you're not.
Are you saying that when a person walks, it's going to not be in motion at certain instances? When it's
no, I'm not saying that, but no. I'm saying its motion is only because of a constant force being applied to it. As opposed to the throw, where there's no constant force being applied to it. On the contrary, its force is ebbing away. That's why it goes down.
You're saying even if a constant force is being applied to it, so how is it ever not? How is it ever stopped? Or you're saying,
constant force applied to it means that its own motion would result in no. Its own energy would result in no motion, right? But there's an external force that's being applied to it that's moving it. So if I'd ask you, in terms of the object on its own, where is its tziruf? Well, the object on its own would drop to the ground right now. So it has a tziruf on its own to this place. So why isn't it in this place? Because there's an external force that keeps pushing it out. So he says, that's an akira and anacha. You're uprooting its tziruf to its natural place. And the Rabbanan say, natural place? We're not naturalists. We look at the place where the object would be in terms of Adam. That's its place. Right? Like Sajigon says, there's no... Don't feel bad that when you kill an animal, right? So that you're shortening its lifespan. No, it has no lifespan. Its lifespan is its life is for human consumption. That's its whole life. That's its whole purpose. So whenever it fulfills that purpose, that is the end of its life. Never, no animal that's eaten ever dies prematurely.
There's also a nice mention that you give about Kashka, because then you are really short.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Is it possible to say that? Why can't you say that?
Yeah, force feeding is separation. Yeah.
Why can't you say that even the Rabbanim agree that every object has to have a place? It's just that we don't look to its own motion to determine its place.
Yeah, but you have to look at something. You have to look at, you normally do, because throwing, you look at it. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you'd have to say there's another, you'd have to give me something else. What are you giving me?
Saying, would it be wrong to say that its hand is its place?
No.
Because then you never be high for.
That's what I'm saying. Das Adam. You have to make recourse to Das Adam. Because I think you and Rindy, you're both right. That Hiluch is a process of Adam. Right? And to an Adam, it's not considered constant stopping and going. Right? So, in turn, if you can say that you can define the objects placed by Daito Shel Adam, then as long as he's involved in one process, then the object has no place. Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to try to start the next thing? Did you look at the Tosus? Impossible, right?
We didn't look at it.
Didn't look at it?
Just want a little bit at it.
Didn't weren't even curious. Here, let me just read you the question. You tell me what you want to think about.
We did the question.
You did the question. Did you understand the question?
I had the same exact question.
Yeah?
This is for a question. Yeah. Oh.
Wait, we had
did
Tosefta.
You see the Riva? The Riva? Did you see the Riva?
No.
Is it the Riva? Someone, yeah, the Riva. See, Tosus' question is how you marva dalar amas for shus aravim, right? That's the question.
According
to Ben Azeh, how you have a marva dalar amas for shus aravim. So the first answer he gives is like the Ran, the Yerushalmi, that you jump, right? That you jump. So that's a very nice answer. That's a very nice answer because that's saying that really what, really according to Ben Azeh, there's no way to walk four amas for shus aravim b'chayim. It's just not possible. Correct?
Yep.
You cannot walk four amas because every time you're walking, you're always doing a series of akiras. Yeah, you're always doing a series of akiras.
It seems strange then that like the left motion we've seen that is jumping down an amas.
So that's what Tosus says. Tosus says our Gemara doesn't give that answer. Right? Our Gemara doesn't give that answer. Hashasti don lo choshev lo pircha. Our Gemara doesn't even ask the question. Sorry. Our Gemara never even asked the question. How can Ben Azeh hold you chayev dalan amas? Okay, but so why? So why does the Gemara not have a question on Ben Azai? So like Michael saying, because our Gemara says Dalad Amos Brishus Rabim is Hilchos Gemirah. That's Halacha Moshe Misinai. Dalad Amos Brishus Rabim.
So therefore
what? Ulahachi lo Machshallah. That's it. Ben Azai just has to accept it. He just has to accept it.
Wow.
And it doesn't matter.
Hold on.
That's crazy.
V'chein kluta l'Rabbi Akiva. Right? We had this question. We had a different answer also. Apagav the k'misha hunchodani b'zorik dalad amas b'shusharab m'chayev. Even though Rabbi Akiva holds kluta's k'misha hunchodani. So how you chayev dalad amas b'shusharab when you throw it? It's always munach in the air. Right? Same thing. Halacha Moshe Misinai comes in and just rips this whole thing out, right?
Not liking the way this test list is going.
That's what it does.
V'lo amrinan k'mishun chotoch dal amas b'shus rabim. So in other words, the Tosus is saying that in order for Ben Azai and for Rabbi Akiva to have maver dal amas b'shus rabim, they have to put their ideas, they have to put their fancy ideas on the side and take a pashut approach to just carrying and putting down. Because Halacha Moshe Misinai forces them into it.
But then why doesn't that disprove their svaras?
That's why you have Halacha Moshe Misinai. It's a raya. So, but look at this. But the Riva now has an unbelievable question. The Riva has an unbelievable question. He says it like this. The Riva, Misafkale. See if you can understand this question. Kevan dibidalad amos birshus harabim. Lo Omar Mahalik Ome Domi. So according to Ben Azai, in order to be Chayev Dalad Amas Brishus Rabim, we have to suspend the principle of Mahalech Ka'ome Dami. Right? Josh, you have to suspend the principle of Mahalech Ka'ome Dami, otherwise you never get an Akira and Anacha 4 amas apart. Afa Gavde Ba'alma Ka'ome Dami Leben Azai. So even though normally when a guy is walking, he's always Oker Emeniach, but according to Ben Azai, but in order to be Chayiv, Dalad Amas, Bishus, or Rabim, you have to suspend that idea. Now, so he was Mesupik, Im Chayiv LeBen Azai, Afilu Omad Lofush Toch Dalad Amas, Im Lav. So now, the Revo was Mesupik, that maybe according to Ben Azai, even if the guy stopped to rest, took a picnic, and then he picked up and he went the extra 2 amos, maybe v'chayev too. That was, let's say a guy walks 2 amos, stops, relaxes, reads a book, and then finishes the 2 amos. So we say he's potter. Why?
Didn't do 4 amos.
Because he started and he was miniach. But Ben Azai normally holds you always okre miniach. And in order to be chayev, you have to suspend the whole idea of being okre miniach. So maybe even if you actually are meniach, it doesn't break it up. Now, normally Ben Azai makes no chilek. Our omed lofush is exactly right. Like Ben Azai's walking.
Uh-huh. And then when he walks to the 4 amos and he stops, so why is he chayev at all? Because he didn't do any hanacha. If you can't do hanacha or akira, then how did you ever akira or any hanacha?
Okay, that's like his second question. Let's say the guy keeps walking. He has another question. Let's say the guy walks 4 amos, right? But then he never stops. Okay? Kigon shenot lo acher miyado. He walks 4 amos, and as he's walking, somebody else takes it out of his hand. So in other words, normally, according to Ben Azai, even though you're walking, it's like a hanacha, right? But in order to make Yichayev Dalad Amos, we have to suspend that rule, right? Ben Azai, so the Revo's second question was, when does that old rule come back? In other words, if I walk Dalad Amos, does the old rule of Omid Kemahalech Dami, Mahalech Kemahalech Dami come back? Or do I actually, at the end of the 4 amos, have to stop?
Right. It's funny, because either way, it's going to be the halacha of Mahavir Talad Amos, whether you walk more or not. I mean, whether you would stop beyond Talad Amos. Right? I mean, it's still a halacha.
It's a little different here, right? What?
And whether, even if you walk beyond Talad Amos and stop, that's still the halacha Moshe Mishinai of Mahavir Talad Amos, which is Rabbi.
Oh, so then he holds you to be chayev. Then he does agree to be chayev. When he goes once, you get through the Dalad Amos, you definitely chayev. But his question is it a halacha that when you're involved in Mavir Dalad Amos, there's no din of Mahalich Ka'omei Dami at all? In other words, it doesn't just suspend itself for 4 amos.
Why would you say that?
Huh?
Because you're still involved in Mahavir Dalad Amos, which is Rabbi, you did it. And
that was the Revo's Suffolk. That was the guy walks 5 amos and then someone takes it from him. So do you say that since normally Mahalich is Ka'ome Dami, it's only suspended to make him Chayev. So it's over after 4 amos. So then at 4 amos and 4.1, we go back to the old din of Mahalich Ka'ome Dami, and now it's like he put it down. Or do you say, no, in order to make you chayev for Mavir Dalad Amos, we have to suspend Omen Ki Mahalich Dami. Mahalich Ka'ome Dami, I always say it backwards. You have to suspend Mahalich Ka'ome Dami, right? So it's suspended from the beginning of your halicha till the end of your halicha. Doesn't matter how many amos you walk.
Because you're still engaged in the same...
Because you're still engaged in the same maisa. So the Revo had 2 questions. Mm-hmm. He had 2 questions. That when we say we suspend Mahalich Ka'omei Dami, does that mean that even actual Amida will be ignored? Now, is Ben Azai going to say, I really hold from Mahalich Ka'omei Dami? Right? But the Halacha Moshe Mishinai says it doesn't matter, even though you're Omeid, it doesn't matter. So then even actually standing in the middle would be Chayef. Right? That's one side. And the second side is, if you say it is really suspended, right, for the Dalai, when does it kick back in? Does it kick back in right at the end of the Dalai Lamos? Or does it kick back in when you stop walking? And you gotta reset? Two hard questions, huh?
I don't understand.
I think about it. I don't know if we're going to do it.